First parak of Sukkah Mishnah Bein. To also Sukkot the Tachas of Elon, Kilo Sovetech and Bayis. If you make a perfectly good Sukkah, but it's underneath a tree, the branches of the tree are considered Potsal as fast, and therefore it's considered that you did it inside the house. It's Potsal. We are cautious for the Shita is that even if you have a majority of kosher Sukkah, and you have a minority of the potsal, the tree, but whatever is underneath the tree is considered as if it's not tzchach. So we'll negate the tzchach underneath it, and you could eventually have a minority of kosher tzchach. Sukkah gabi sukkah, hagyoinim sheva tachtoinim psula. One sukkah on top of another sukkah. The top one is kosher, and the bottom one is potsal. Why is that so? Because it's halacha. Also, sukkos, you should have only one tzrach. If you have a double tzrach, it's potsal. You don't say double is better. So if you have one sukkah on top of the other one, the bottom one is potsal, the top one is only one tzrach, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda even made the yun be'elyon ha'tachtoin ha'ksheirah. This is another Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosu. We're talking about like this. If the top one, you can't stand on the top one, it's going to cave in. Obviously, everybody holds the potsal of sukkah, the top one. And the mele, you don't have a sukkah, gabi sukkah. If it's strong enough that avdeyat chach, you can barely use it. Chacham holds it's a kosher sukkah because the deer is arai, and therefore since the top is a kosher sukkah, the bottom is a puzzle sukkah. But if you use it holds it has to be a deer's keva, and therefore you can only use it avdeyat chach. It's not a very comfortable use of the top sukkah. Therefore the top sukkah is a puzzle, and therefore the bottom sukkah is kosher.